In a show of appreciation for the murder-free year, Aurora Mayor Tom Weisner has proposed giving Aurora's sworn officers a $500 one-time bonus.
That's a publicity stunt by the mayor.
That's Alderman Rick Lawrence. He says he believes the city's officers are hard workers, but he adds that this accomplishment involved many people that will not receive a bonus, including dispatchers.
That's what you're seeing here is the result of something that was started over a decade ago. It's a long process, and it's probably a good study for other communities to look at what we started to do over 10 years ago. It was not done under this administration.
A finance committee gave initial approval for the plan, but all of the city's aldermen still have to consider it. Alderman Linda Elmore says she thinks the bonuses are well-deserved.
Yes, the police are paid to do their job. But the fact that they have worked extraordinarily hard to get to this point where we have a 12-month period of zero murders in the city is extraordinary. And so a way of recognizing them is not an overwhelming dollar amount, but just the fact that we're making a point of saying, thank you. You went up and beyond what is expected to do your job.
Aurora's positive year drew extra attention since 2012 was particularly deadly in Chicago. There were more than 500 murders in the state's largest city for the year. Aurora's police chief says the results of 2012 reflect a battle to decrease Aurora's violence that has been years in the making. 24 murders a year was common in the city in the 1990s. In the last decade, Aurora worked with federal agents to go after top gang leaders. Police Chief Gregory Thomas says the results of those efforts are coming to fruition.
We're looking at hot spots and trying to put our resources where crime was happening. And second, probably more important, was looking at the prolific offender and looking at who was involved in the shootings, who was running the gang organization, and how we can get those individuals arrested and out of the community for a sustained period of time.
Thomas says he's not talked with Chicago leaders, but doesn't think it's a time to gloat.
They're frustrated a little bit, probably, with the results that they're getting and compared to the effort that they're putting forward. I, too, felt that same frustration. We are arresting the bad guy, and the next person comes into the leadership position. Then you're arresting that person. The next person comes in. It took a long time to get to that process where no one wants to step up in that leadership position within the gangs.
A spokesperson for the Aurora Mayor's Office says the plan to give sworn officers a bonus would be paid for through extra money from citywide employee attrition. Alderman Rick Lawrence.
We could have done other things like bought the police all new vests or something to that rather than, you know, throwing $500 at them.
Aurora Alderman Linda Elmore supports the bonuses but says as far as setting a precedent,
I would say to the police, don't expect it.
Whether the bonuses are approved or not, 2013 is a new year and a new goal. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.